So we'll begin with our practice now. So settling in comfortably. Wherever you're sitting, however you're sitting. On a chair, up on your roof, on a cushion, and on the couch, maybe on your bed. I know someone's up on the roof, that's why I said that. And really finding your space in your seat, feeling your whole body sitting, relaxing into your body, into your seat. Feeling the contact points, the touch points. Buttocks, legs, feet, touching the ground or the cushion or the floor, the couch, the bed. Hands and legs touching or hands touching each other. Maybe feeling your arms against the body. The sensations of cloth, clothing, touching, body touching. And again, relaxing, settling in. Attention is bright this morning or this afternoon or this evening, whatever time it is for you. Bright, clear, connected. And we'll spend just a few moments connecting with the sensorial experience of breath. One in breath, one out breath. Not the thought of a breath or the idea of a breath, not the concept of a breath, but the direct experience in your body, wherever it's most clearly and directly felt, sensorially for you. A completely natural breath, not trying to manipulate it or make it any certain way at all. The breath breathing itself, just as it is. Connecting, mindful attention, your full and deep mindful attention with an in-breath and an out-breath. This beautiful breath everything breathes. This whole planet breathes. Each one of us breathe. staying mindful, interested, connected, and in a very simple, clear way, noticing how each in-breath is and how each out-breath is. No commentary, no judgment, no manipulation, just noticing mindfully how it is. How's it showing up? And we'll begin now with metta practice. And with a quote from the Buddha. It is in this way we must train ourselves, by liberation of the self through love. We will develop love, we will practice it, we will make it both a way and a basis. Take our stand upon it, store it up, and thoroughly set it going. And we'll begin with just a few moments of metta for ourself, showering yourself with kindness, with friendship, with unconditional acceptance, care, metta. And I'll offer the phrases out loud, one by one, slow enough that you can repeat within yourself silently each phrase. And we'll do just a few rounds for ourselves, and then we'll move on. Some people find it helpful to put one hand over the heart center in your body, and then maybe the other hand over top of that. So you're welcome to try that if you'd like. And feel the warmth. It's warm. It's a warm spot. And there's a slight vibrational quality to it some of you may experience. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong, healthy. May I take care of myself wisely or easily or happily or joyfully. And just pick one, whichever one resonates for you this morning. May I live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May I love myself, or may I accept myself completely, unconditionally, just as I am in this present moment. And so now I'll be quiet. You pick at least two phrases, if not three or four, or maybe all of them. It's up to you, but at least two. And we'll do just two rounds of metta for ourselves, silently, repeating the phrases, showering yourself, directing this metta energy to yourself, from yourself, for yourself. Being selfish in a really beautiful, wholesome way. So you're not really being selfish, but we could say being selfish in the right way. Metta for yourself. And now, letting this metta energy directed towards yourself, just letting it rest, letting it be. And bringing this mindful attention back to the breath. Reconnecting with the experience of an in-breath and an out-breath. And now bringing to heart, bringing to mind, a dear friend, a beloved friend, someone who's still alive, and is a dear friend, a beloved friend. If you have an easy time with visualizing, then bring an image of this person up. If visualizing is not easy for you, then bring in a felt sense. You might say their name silently to yourself to help engender their presence, as though they're right here with you in front of you. And reflecting for just a moment or two, what friendship means to you. Reflection with an open heart and open mind, not rejecting anything, just letting these reflective mind states move through. What does friendship mean to me? True friendship. Now letting the reflection go, your friend is still with you as an image and a felt sense or just a felt sense, and directing the metta phrases, the energy of metta through these phrases to this dear friend, this beloved friend. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May you be peaceful and happy. May you be strong, healthy. May you take care of yourself wisely or easily or happily or joyfully. Again, just picking one, the one that fits this morning. May you live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May you accept yourself unconditionally, completely, just as you are, in every present moment. Now directing this metta energy through the phrases silently. You can pick at least two phrases, three or four, or maybe five, as many phrases as you would like, but at least two. And just repeating and directing this metta energy through the phrases, kind of like a laser beam to your friend. A laser beam from the heart, heart to heart. And staying mindful, noticing what comes up. What states of mind and body might be coming up? not attaching to them, not clinging to them, and not pushing them away, but just noticing. As you continue with the practice through the phrases, these metta energy phrases, offering them, directing them to your friend. When the mindful attention wanders off, spaces out, gets caught up in a story or a state of mind, just simply notice with kindness. Notice with metta, not with judgment or criticism. Just notice and let it go. Let it rest, let it be. And begin again with one phrase. And your felt sense, your image of your friend. And now finishing with whatever phrase you're on. And letting your friend go. Letting them be on their way. And returning again to metta for yourself, just two rounds of metta for yourself with at least two phrases, but you may use many, many of the other phrases as well, as many as you'd like, but no less than two for yourself. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May I take care of myself wisely, happily. And now letting go of the energy of metta, directing it towards yourself. Reconnecting with the breath for three or four in-breaths and out-breaths. Mindful attention, connecting to and touching this beautiful breath. Now bringing to heart, bringing to mind a family member. For some people, family members can be challenging, some more than others. And some of them might be very easy to send metta to. A family member who's still alive, don't pick the most difficult one. Pick the easiest one this morning. Bringing an image or a felt sense or both up in the heart and the mind in relationship to this family member, as though they're right here with you. And reflecting for just a moment or two on their wish to be happy, peaceful, at ease in their life, just like you wish for yourself. And now letting the reflection go. and offering this unconditional friendship, kindness, love to the family member that you're practicing with. Directing the energy of metta through the phrases to the image, the felt sense. And again, picking at least two phrases or more. And I'll repeat them once more. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May you be peaceful and happy. May you be strong, healthy. May you take care of yourself wisely or easily or happily or joyfully. May you live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. And may you accept yourself unconditionally, completely, just as you are, in every present moment. And so now spending some time with your family member, as though they're here with you, through an image, a felt sense, or both, and sending them this energy of care, kindness, friendship, that needs no conditions to be manifest, through the phrases, phrase by phrase. And now finishing with whatever phrase you're on. And letting the family member go. Just let them be gone, be on their way. And returning now, just a couple of rounds of metta for yourself, with the same phrases you've been using for yourself today. May I be. And letting the metaphrases go, letting them rest, and coming back now for a few breaths connected with mindfulness and kindness and care, an in-breath and out-breath. However, it's breathing itself. May all of the wholesome energies and the fruits that manifest through our practice serve with immeasurable impartiality, without bias, without prejudice, towards the welfare, the happiness, and the awakening of all beings everywhere. So I'd like to begin the reflection, or first let me say that some of you have asked, what is metta really? What is it? So we did explore that to some degree last week, and I'd like to explore it a little bit more with you this week. What is it? And I'd like to begin with a poem. It's an ancient poem from a Buddhist nun from the time of the Buddha, actually. And it's simply called metta, or love. If you develop love truly great, rid of the desire to hold and possess, that strong, clear love, untainted by lust, that love which does not expect to be repaid, that love which is firm but not grasping, enduring but not tied down, gentle and settled, diamond hard but not hurting, helpful but not interfering, cool and refreshing, giving more than taking, dignified but not proud, soft but not weak, that love which leads to enlightenment, then you will be washed of all ill will. So there's one definition of metta for us. In 1986, I was in China for a while. And while I was there, I found out that the contemporary Chinese written character for love was developed out of two ancient pictographs or two ancient symbols. The top symbol was a very simple one representing a person breathing, a symbol for breath. And the bottom symbol was one for the heart. So based in this ancient Chinese pictographic writing, the character for metta love is breath through the heart. With the cultivation of metta, we're moving towards, or we could say we're inviting the opening, the expansion of the heart, the mind. And continuing with this metaphor of breath, metta is like the experience of breath moving through us. It's intangible, it's boundless, it's empty. Where from? Where to? And yet it's a very powerful energy that moves within us and from us. So what is it? In the text, it's often spoken of as non-ill will, the absence of ill will in relationship to ourself, which means the absence of ill will in relationship to all of the phenomena of our body and mind, however it's manifesting moment by moment by moment, and the absence of ill will toward others. So no aversion in any direction, meaning no comparing ourselves in relationship to others, no comparison, no conceit, no pride, no self-depreciation, and no self-judgment, and no judgment or depreciation of others. So again, the absence of ill will in all directions. It's not so easy. It takes a lot of practice to get there. One of the most striking aspects of metta, and maybe surprisingly so, is that metta is impersonal in nature, even in relationship to what we think of as our self, what we're identified with and what we're attached to is either in a positive way or in a critical way as our self. Our bodies, our thoughts, ideas, opinions, skills, our knowledge. And metta is impersonal in nature in relationship to other beings as well. A heart mind filled with metta has the capacity to impartially embrace all beings. Not only those that we're close to in our life, those that it's maybe easy to care about, or maybe those who were useful to us or amusing or pleasing to us, in some way. A heart mind that's filled with metta holds the possibility of a capacity for what we could call immeasurable impartiality. This capacity of being able to connect and care connect with and care for any being, for all beings. The great Indian teacher Krishnamurti said this. He said, meditation is one of the most extraordinary things. It's not an intellectual affair, but when the mind enters into the heart, the mind has quite a different quality. It's really then limitless. It's a sense of living in a vast space where you're part of everything. Meditation is the movement of love. It isn't the love of the one or of the many. It's like water that anyone can drink out of any jar, whether golden or earthenware. It's inexhaustible, and you must begin without knowing anything about it and move from innocence to innocence. The heart, the mind of metta, it connects and accepts. It's non-critical, non-judgmental. Metta really doesn't have any interest in comparing or any interest in fixing. It allows things to be as they are. And within this process of our practice, we're developing our own inner sense of well-being and patience and acceptance. It's not possible for metta and aversion to exist simultaneously. They can't exist at the same time within us. As our capacity for metta grows and as it blossoms, there's an unwinding, there's an unbinding of the heart, of the mind, from states of fear, states of anger, judgment, states of separation and connection. And I think I mentioned this last week, these strong afflictive energies that move through our mind, the afflictive energies of anger and judgment and fear, disconnection, they all begin to unwind and to weaken. They begin to fade and even eventually to potentially dissolve under the very strong medicine of the heart of metta that's accompanied by the focused attention or concentration and mindfulness that we're also developing. Someone once asked the great Indian spiritual teacher Nisargadatta Maharaj, and as some of you may know, Nisargadatta Maharaj taught through dialogue with his students. And a student once asked him, what is love? And he responded saying, when the sense of distinction and separation is absent, you may call it love. And then another student asked him, what can make me love? And his response was this, you are love when you're not afraid. You are love when you're not afraid. Something that was pretty amazing and also quite important for me when I began to discover it is that metta really doesn't necessarily depend on initially liking someone or approving of them. Metta actually has nothing to do with approving of. With the heart of metta, we're able to connect with beings beneath that which we might not agree with, or connect with beings even who act in ways that we might not like or might not condone. So metta is an acceptance. It's an acceptance on a very deep universal level, but not necessarily approving of. There aren't any favorites. There's no favoring one over another with metta. Consequently, it's not divisive. It's not a divisive energy. Metta is a unifying energy. It brings things together. It's goodwill towards all beings, all sentient beings. It's maybe the most subtle and most powerful energy in the universe. And so from this, we can begin to understand that it actually is impersonal in nature and that it's unconditional, meaning no conditions need to be met for metta to manifest. So reflecting on this for just a moment, if there was no metta in this world would have flown apart, it would have broken apart long ago. And as we all know, there certainly have been periods throughout our human history and up until this very moment when there's been more or less metta manifesting in the world. More peaceful times, times of relative ease in the world, and periods when the world has been and right now is feeling increasingly unsettled. Times of upheaval, times of uncertainty, like right now. This powerful energy of goodwill, this energy that unifies, that brings things together, is so, so essentially necessary. The writer Dina Metzger said, "There are those who set fire to the world. We're in danger." And then she said, "There's no time to go slowly. There's no time not to love. There's no time not to love." If metta is the ground, the basis, and the impetus that our thoughts, our words, and our actions spring from, if our motivations and our intentions spring from this heart of metta, the energy that we give to the world, the energy that we act out of in the world, our karma, it's created through our metta development. And it's created through our metta development, the development of the heart, this way. It will be wholesome and it'll be healing, both in a personal way and in ways beyond our own small selves, and even in ways that we may never, ever know. The heart, the mind that's free from ill will, that's free from greed, hatred, fear, anger, in any given moment, is the mind, the heart of stillness, the mind, the heart of peacefulness. And it's in this absence of greed, it's in the absence of any form of aversion, it's in the abiding stillness and in the abiding peace that metta arises. There's really a great power and a great strength in the capacity to connect within ourselves and in relationship to others directly, clearly, patiently, and fearlessly with a mind, a heart that's free of ill will. We could say that this is metta. This unfettered, unconditional connection. And as I've said a couple times last week and this week, it's not so easy. There are lots of layers within each of us, layers and layers of conditioning that need to be seen and seen through and seen clearly and let go of along the way of our practice. And I found for myself over the years that the qualities of honesty, self-honesty with myself, about myself, in relationship to myself, and humility are very essential qualities of heart and mind. If our practice continues, for our practice to continue to unfold and reap its very amazing and freeing benefits. Metta is a great medicine. It's a very powerful medicine. It's one of the very best medicines that we can imbibe, we could say. Take in and let it do its work within our heart and within our mind. So thank you for listening to the Dhamma. And thank you for your practice. And let's just sit quietly for just a moment or two.